Welcome to the next segment of Mia the Lady Gamer. The song that was playing you in, if you are a Sly fan and you don't recognize it, I'm disappointed. If you aren't a Sly fan, don't worry about it. I'm not sure if we're missing too much, but it's a pretty awesome song. It's the Greasy Sweet remix of Dimitri's theme song that plays in all ups in his nightclubs. I love playing his levels. Why? Because you get to stalk him. Greatest thing ever. And of course, my lovely co-host today is the one, the only, the girl who told me, Mia, I am friends with you because I hope that one day when, when you snap and kill everyone, that you spare my life. Next talk.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good show, that's all.
You just want to sit there and be like, Mia smash, and just like sitting on the side with your popcorn. Apocalyptic popcorn. Oh.
Did you say apocalyptic? Is that the popcorn? Apocalyptic.
It was an accident.
Radioactive deliciousness in your mouth.
Exactly. Oh my god, I said that on accident. And that was one of the greatest things. Like the other day, my class were playing Scrabble. And I accidentally, when he said that we were going counterclockwise. We accidentally kept saying clowncher cockwise. Clowncher clockwise. And then I said that other thing that I said before. Anyways, we're moving forward. Anyways, so yes. Dear God, I swear. We're moving forward, aren't we, Maggie?
Sure, if you say so.
I know, right? Okay, so today we're going to talk about video games. And lady games and Portal 2, pretty much.
What exactly is a lady game, by the way? Especially when you say it, I think like eight times or something. A very polite word for something that isn't actually fun.
Maybe it's like an H game for girls. You never know. But there's this one thing that I was watching this video about this guy who was talking about sexism and objectification of women in video games. And he says, usually you see in a video game, you see the protagonist and he's big and beefy and he's covered from head to toe in armor. And then there you see the girl on the side who's wearing a chainmail bikini that is held together by wishful thinking. And everyone says, oh, the solution is to, of course, put the woman in chainmail, in, you know, full armor? No! The answer is to put the man in the chainmail bikini. If you objectify everyone, then it's balanced. So, I was like, I hadn't thought of that. And that goes back to my last episode I recorded with Jess, which involves gamer candy, and I'd totally be okay with that.
You know, I think it's really balanced already because, you know, while men love the scantily clad women, sometimes the scantily clad men is just a little bit disturbing. But the big, badass men, that's good enough for me. I love that. I don't need them to be wearing nothing. I have an imagination. I'm fine.
I see your point. I see that other guy's point, but I see your point too. And that just reminds me of, I was showing the video to two girls in CNS today. For those that don't know, I'm in a computer networking class. And one of them told me that there's this wrestling game that you can make gay characters. And they can, like, walk around in their little pink thongs and be, like, totally fabulous. Speaking of gay characters, Sly fans, did it ever, like, occur to you that it was really odd that Dimitri wasn't gay? Like, seriously, he was always talking about how, you know, if I can outdress him, then obviously I can outsmart him. Really bad accent. But, yeah, there's this lizard who's an artist who's fabulous and crazy. And he attacks you after you insult his suit. So he's like, your suit sucks! Well, that's what Sly says, but not in, like, deep, crazy voice. But, and then after if he kills you during the boss fight, he's like, my suit is greasy sweet. And you're like, okay then. And so, oh God, he's just really smarmy. But certain points are like, ew, and other parts are like, why are you not gay?
I'm not sure what to say about that, because on one hand, you know, I kind of want to cry, stereotype. On the other hand, I have a gay brother, and this is how he is.
Nice. But I still have to say Dimitri is one of my favorite characters. He's kind of annoying because he's whiny in some of the later levels in Sly 3. But anyways, off topic of Sly 3, Portal 2, Maggie, I have something highly amusing to tell you.
Do you want what?
Okay, so my mom just kicked me off Sly 3, the PlayStation 3, to watch Lois and Clark, the New Adventures of Superman on Netflix. And while I was playing Portal 2, I was like, no. And she's like, I just got home from work and I had a hard day, so I need to watch myself some stuff. And I'm like, okay. So, and then I'm like, hey, Mom, does that mean ICANN has the PC version that comes with the PS3 version? She's like, yeah, go ahead. So I'm like, awesome. So it says, here, follow these directions so that you can activate your thing in the Steam account. So I do, and I enter in the code, and it says, oh, by the way, you have to, like, play this on the PS3 first. Yeah, and then you have to, like, connect it to your Steam account through the PlayStation Network. You can't activate the PC version before doing that yet. I'm like, oh, curse you, PlayStation Network.
No PSN for Mia.
Exactly. This, like, without the PlayStation Network, that really cool slip of paper means absolutely nothing. And I was so pissed. The disappointment.
I want this game so bad. It's ridiculous.
Dude is, like, so awesome. I was playing some of the earlier levels, and my brother was like, Mia, just, like, go forward, play the game. And I'm like, looking at the environment. It's gorgeous. He's like, but just go forward. I'm like, dude. You can do what you want when you're playing the game. When I'm playing the game, I'm going to explore the environment. Thank you. It's pretty in here. In a post-apocalyptic sense. I said it on purpose that time. But, oh, man. Oh, speaking of which, I forgot to mention this to you earlier. I was playing it today, and they made a reference to Isaac Asimov's Laws of Robotics, and I screamed like a little silly fangirl.
I heard about that. I read that.
I was like, oh my god, yes. Oh god, science fiction fangirl needs to get a life. But, yeah, I was very much impressed. Should I tell everyone my story of why I haven't been able to play Portal 2 until today?
Sure, if they're not already aware of the fact that you are basically a child, go ahead.
You know what? Shut up. I'm going to punch you in the face over the internet. Oh, speaking of which, you haven't heard the second half of the story. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, goody.
Okay, so I was a witch with a B to my mother, and all day on the release of a day of Portal 2. So she's like, and then she pulls it out of the day, her purse at the end of the day going, yeah, I got this for you like hours ago, but you've been so incredibly horrible to me that you can't play this for 2 weeks. And I'm like, awesome.
You earned it.
Yeah, I did. I was absolutely terrible to her. And then, yesterday it was like, I'm like, hey mom, it's like 2.5 hours from midnight. At midnight, can you let me touch the box? Because she hid it somewhere in the house. She wouldn't tell me where she hid it. And so she said that that one of her things that she was, like, thinking about doing was hiding the case and the disc separately from one another.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, awesome, I found the case! Open off! Rage face. But, so yeah, since she showed me where she hid it last night, she had to hide it in a new spot. And so, oh, hi, Dougie.
Yeah. My mom's watching the news, and there's this debate thing going on, and every time they hit the buzzer, the dog goes nuts.
Nice.
She thinks it's the doorbell.
Nice.
Supposedly the third smartest breed in the world. Can't figure out the difference.
Nice. But, yeah, so my mom, she said she hid it in a new hiding spot today, and she says that before I can play it, I have to find it. And so while I was at school, I sent her text, cryptic clue, please. And she sent me back, you are what you eat. And so I got, like, three other people in my animation class to be all like, okay, so where is it? The consensus was the kitchen. Look there.
Obviously.
So, of course.
Obvious kitchen, but how many places are there in a freaking kitchen?
A lot. but, yeah, so what I did is, like, okay, mom's thing is she hides things inside things. So she hid it in a box of Cheerios.
I was just going to ask, box of cereal.
Yeah, box of cereal underneath the bag. It was one of, like, those square ones that you get at Costco. And I was like, oh! Yep, so within 5 minutes of being home, I was like, oh, yeah, Portal 2. Let's do this.
God, I want the goddamn game. Oh, sorry. So bad. That's me being nice. I have stopped myself from cursing already. Good 10-20 times. I couldn't keep that one in because I want Portal 2.
Hey, I said I'm getting it for you. I'm a nice friend. I'm sorry that Steam is being a butthole and is like, oh yeah, it's $49.99. Oh wait, you don't have that much in your PayPal account. No wait, I do. Why aren't you accepting it? Because you apparently need more in your account than just that. I'm like,
I will say again, I have no comprehension as to why you're buying me the game, but I will not question it. I will just say thank you so much.
I like being a nice friend, and I wanted to get you something nice.
Yay!
Friendship! And also, that means you are my co-op slave, so.
Yeah, worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah. And considering the fact that I like puzzle games, it's probably not going to be like, hey, Mia, you're my ball and chain. Oh, my God, get your butt over here. Put the portal through this thing so I can, like, do it already. I'm not going to be, like, wandering around going, I'm a horse. Eating my apocalyptic popcorn. So we need to, like, make, like a box logo. Apocalyptic popcorn. It's delicious. And then
it needs to be all, like, the radioactive green and everything.
Yeah, and then we'll, like, send it to Steam, and it ends up in Left 4 Dead, like, 3. God, that'd be so cool. You know they're making a Left 4 Dead 3. You know
better.
What? You know what? I know this is going to piss some people off, but, okay, Valve, right now, please don't make Left 4 Dead 3. Please don't make Portal 3.
Until they've made Half-Life, all of it. Finish.
Thank you. Finish. Well, actually, I heard that the Half-Life 3, or Episode 3, or Half-Life 2, Episode 3, whatever, so stop messing around with your freaking numbers, Valve. Anyways. I'm not good at math. Anyways. They said that, yeah, after we make the third one, we're going to make more on top of that. So it's going to be the end of the trilogy, but not the end of the series. So I'm like, okay, why aren't you making the next one yet? Like, it's not like I played, like, the first two, but I read on Wikipedia thingies and wiki articles, and I like the story, and I want to know what happens next, so.
You've read way too much fan fiction. That is what it is.
No.
Get really. Weapon.
Weapon.
John oh my. Freeman. Gordon Freeman's brother.
Indeed. John, like, Dark Man, you killed wife? Yes, the Dark Man said. Henry Freeman's mom is shot in head. I loved wife like sun rays. Dark Man, you will suffer.
And the pants were dead.
Yes, the pants are always dead. Goodness, that was awesome. Okay, I've done a lot of talking, and we only have a couple seconds left in this 15-minute segment. Do you have anything else to say, Maggie?
No, except that I really, really want more video games. That's it.
Okay, same here.
Nothing special.
on account of second funniest podcast. Okay, Maggie. Okay, bye.